Today, on the Southern California Real Estate Report, we talk about the $47.5 million Harbor Park plan in Chula Vista. Stay tuned.
Good morning. Welcome to Southern California Real Estate Report. This is Bob McGuire and Daniel Wise coming to you from San Diego, California. Kind of interesting. So there's been a lot of announcements for new projects and things like that here in San Diego. And most of them have been around Mission Valley and the central part of the city.
Right, so, downtown.
Yeah, downtown and Mission Valley have been the recipient of most of the big, you know, marquee-type projects that are going on, from biotech to large apartment developments to the stadiums to residential redevelopment. So this is kind of exciting. This is a South Bay announcement, and it's just come out. Harbor Park, which is going to be a bayfront park down in Chula Vista, is going to be really cool. It's going to be a beachy kind of multi-terrace park. I think it's going to be kind of like 15th Street in Del Mar.
Yeah, it sounds like it. This is an article from the Union Tribune. It literally came out today, which is December 10th.
Yeah.
It sounds really cool. It sounds like something that's really needed in that area. A lot of families are moving into that part of town. You know, Chula Vista is having is becoming kind of the next area of development for a place where a lot of people are moving because it's a somewhat affordable part of town still.
Right. So it's interesting too because the South Bay has, I think, for the longest time has relied mostly on Imperial Beach and Coronado.
Right.
And so I have family in Coronado. And obviously during the pandemic, there's a lot of older people that live in Coronado. And when we were going through this lockdown thing and people were getting out on the weekend, the beaches were overrun in Coronado.
Oh, wow.
And
yeah,
so
sure.
People were like, gosh, you know, if there was another place, because of course, you know, inside of the city of San Diego, you know, the beaches, there's what people don't know is that if you're south of Pacific Beach, there's really not a lot of shoreline in San Diego. As you go up towards Sunset Cliffs, you know, there's very few spots that you can get down the cliffs to actual sand, you know?
Yeah, I guess, you know, if you want a family-friendly place, you probably just have to go to, like, South OB, Mission Beach type of area.
Or Coronado. Right.
Or Imperial Beach, right?
And Imperial Beach, right. But for the people in the south, which, you know, we have a large population in the South Bay. And so, of course, the first stop is Coronado, you know, and so it's just easier for people to get there. So I think taking away some of this overflow that happens every weekend in Coronado will be nice, too. And it'll help to kind of get some balance on the weekends in Coronado. During the pandemic, people were like, gosh, there's so many people, I don't even want to go outside, you know, especially around like Centennial Park and places like that in Coronado. Because they were so packed, you know.
So
this is going to be interesting to see how this all comes together. So this is part of also a bigger project, which is going to be a hotel and convention center by the Gaylord Group. The Gaylord Development Group. They own a big hotel in the Midwest called Opryland. They actually used to own a hotel that was in Colorado called the Broadmoor. And so they're a big hotel developer. And part of the responsibility of this park is from them getting permission to do the development of the hotel. So it sounds like the park is going to be kind of done in phases. They're going to start with it's going to be a 46-acre park. It's going to be about $47.5 million that's going to go into this, 25 acres of public beach and parkland is what they're now breaking ground on. And they're on track to, it sounds like, have kind of things start rolling in 2023. So a couple years out. The Port of San Diego commissioners have already unanimously approved this. And they've already given the coastal permit for the park. So they don't have to go through any more of that. And so it's going to be exciting. It's going to be basically sandwiched between the Marine Group Boat Works and the existing fishing pier. And it'll be basically steps away from where the hotel's going to go.
Which is so great. It'll definitely provide, another place. I think, I keep on saying family friendly, but I think that that's essentially what this is supposed to be. It's supposed to be a place where people can come and congregate and enjoy a different beachfront and, maybe some of the perks of the hotel and a few other things. And, it's
going to give a whole new beach, too.
It's going to be a
whole new beach. So, and that's why I'm saying, like, the overflow to Coronado or the overflow to Imperial Beach or things like that, there's a lot of residents that are core in the city that aren't just going to go. Pacific Beach is hard to get into. You have to navigate through the whole city to get down to the coastline. There's a lot of lights and stuff like that. Coronado's easy because it's just straight over the bridge and boom, you're down the street and you're there. So I think that obviously Sunset Cliffs is beautiful and it's a great place to go walking, but it's not exactly a beach spot. So I think to have this whole new beach, I mean, this is a big beach. This will be a really big beach,
Yeah.
So it's going to be super exciting. To have another whole new, area of shoreline here in San Diego. But also on top of it, it's really going to be pretty cool. It's so the existing beach right now is 3.3 acres. And they're basically going to terrace that beach with headlands, create a boat ramp. They're going to have two meadows, 216 parking spaces, a promontory with views of downtown San Diego and Coronado Bridge, a single-story structure with restrooms, outdoor showers, drinking fountains, and park equipment rentals is planned for the promontory on the north end of the site. What they're trying to do is they're saying future phases will finish the promenade, as well as introduce a cafe, pier, fountain, play area, and a number of other improvements. So that development is dependent right now on securing some additional financing, it sounds like. But what they're trying to do is they're trying to create an area, too, where Harbor Park, they're saying, is meant as a bustling beachy attraction where people can bike or walk on a wide promenade, rent water equipment, picnic, or play on one of two natural turf lawns. So the whole thing is going to be, basically similar to what Coronado has now. As you come over the bridge, you're going to have kind of a beach area there.
Exactly.
You're going to have grass and stuff kind of over by the skate park in that area. So it's going to be really nice. So this is really a big attraction for the South Bay. They've never really had anything like this.
And I think if you are someone who's looking into buying a home anytime soon, you should really consider the South Bay. It's becoming a really nice area to live. There's a lot of attractions down there, and obviously there's more to come. And it still has some relatively affordable home prices.
Yeah.
So, if it's something that's in your radar, I would definitely take another close look at it. Obviously, especially as San Diego home prices keep climbing extraordinarily high. And
the other thing is, too, is that you're getting newer construction in a lot of cases. And the schools are newer, and the schools in some areas are award-winning. They're excellent schools. The Otay School District is renowned in this city for being one of the best, right up there with Scripps. So it's really is a great area. And Danielle's right. I mean, there's just a lot of really great things happening down there right now that kind of get overlooked, too.
Exactly. They do get overlooked. And also, it's proximity to downtown. If what we've talked about in previous podcasts about a lot of these biotech industries having, opening up offices in downtown San Diego, if you don't want to commute very far, this could be a really wonderful option for you.
Yeah. So this really is going to start, you're really going to start seeing a lot of this happen as the hotel gets developed. So again, the developer of the hotel is responsible for the biggest portion of this. The smallest part of the park they're going to start with first, and they're going to start putting in some of the infrastructure. So it's going to be, you know, pretty obvious. So over the next couple of years, we're going to have a new beach. Wonder if it'll be a good surf spot. We'll see. I doubt it. It's going to be on the bay, but.
I was thinking maybe that. Maybe windsurfing.
Maybe windsurfing. So thanks for listening today. This has been the Southern California Real Estate Report.